your show. You can bring your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the Sickles CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Mark is a little out of it today. He has returned from... You're doped up, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not just out of it, but doped up.
And Percocets and Xanax.
You have returned from your vasectomy, which I don't know if our listeners even knew that was coming up. Have we even talked about it? I feel like we might have mentioned it at some point.
It's a lot more interesting when a young guy does it, like you. I'm 37. Yeah. I've got a kid. It's not terribly interesting that I'm getting a vasectomy.
That's true. I did get mine when I was 23. I guess I was 23.
Yeah.
And you got yours today. What was the motivation?
Well, we've had as many kids. I've gone through the birth process as much as I want to go through the birth process. Laura can have as many children as she wants. She's done being pregnant.
Okay. So the next one's going to be adopted, and this is one way to guarantee that.
Yeah, if we have another one, then that's the way that's going
to
be.
Did they try to talk you out of it when you went to
Who's
get the vasectomy people?
Nope.
No, that's good. They tried to talk me out of it.
They wanted my birthday, and I wouldn't give it to them.
Really?
You know, the gal behind the desk, you know, the bean counter that they hire.
I see.
And, you know, she was all huffy that I wouldn't give her my birthday. But I need it for my files. What if there's another, you know, Mark Edge that comes in? Yeah, well, you'll be able to figure it out because he's the one with the birthday.
So you are here against doctor's orders. The doctor did tell you you should be staying home. You decided to come in. You totally didn't have to.
Yeah.
You just wanted to be here, which is nice.
I like doing this.
It's good. So you can call in, talk about whatever you want. Wayne, you've had a vasectomy for a while, I presume, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A while. A few years. What, let's see, 2002? So,
yeah.
A while.
That's about when I got mine.
It's good for a guy to have that level of control over, you know, birth control.
Oh, it's so great because for a man that knows what he wants, and if you're somebody who you know you're not wanting to have your own children. You could still adopt a kid. I mean, you can always have kids. They just wouldn't be yours. Of course, in the future, who knows, if figure out a way to extract your DNA and create the things they need to make yourself to make a baby of you, of your gene code. But anyway, for somebody that knows what they want and is absolutely sure, it's the best form of birth control out there as far as I'm concerned. It's not a monthly or several times a year process or a daily thing like the ladies have to take with the birth control pills or the shots or, you know, whatever various options there are out there. You don't have to do any weird, cumbersome birth control, you know, during sex kind of applications. Whether they got something you use on the female. There's one for the female that goes up in there or something like that, and there's of course condoms as well.
Are you talking about a sponge?
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Diaphragm?
Yeah, both. I don't know a whole lot.
I don't
about
know if they even exist anymore.
I never had to learn about that stuff because I just went and got myself a vasectomy and just head it all off at the pass. The odds that the vasectomy will fail are far, far lower than the odds of any of those other ones failing.
Yeah, and it doesn't really have side effects.
What do they tell you how long you have to go before you're sperm free, Mark?
3 months or so. They want me to, I don't know, they gave some sort of number of ejaculations.
Yeah, I remember they told me that on the phone. I said, well, what if I go blind?
Yeah, it didn't turn out to be much of a problem. But yeah, you do want to make sure that if you have a vasectomy, and they always tell you this, that you are still having safe sex for a short period after that. So through a certain number, as you said, a certain number of ejaculations, you could still be shooting live. But after that, after you've sort of cleared out the tubes, so to speak,
it's bareback from there on in.
You are you're good to go, and it's one of the best choices I ever made. I think for my life, it cost me around $700. You said, Mark, it cost you about the same amount.
Yep,
and
exactly that amount.
Right, which actually means it's probably a little bit cheaper because $700 when I paid for it 5 years ago or whatever is probably worth a little bit more than $700 is today.
I would agree with that.
So it's a great deal. Highly recommended. Just want to throw that out there. Yeah,
you know, they went in.
Recovery time's pretty minimal.
I had one interview with the doctor where, you know, I didn't feel like there. I don't know what questions he was asking me, what he was trying to find out, because it didn't feel much like an interview. And then, you know, I went in today, and my wife's like, "Is that all?"
That's it.
Yeah, look, that was 10 minutes, maybe?
I believe it is the most common male surgical operation out there. So they've got it down to quite a science. It's pretty safe. still in operation, still a chance something could go wrong. For me, as I recall, one of my complications, if it was even that, was that the healing process wasn't going as fast as I thought it should, and it turned out, from what I could tell, it was because I was icing down too much. Like I was icing for too long, so for whatever reason, that wasn't really allowing it to, I guess, heal in the way it was supposed to. I don't know.
I had mine done. I lived in Florida in a small kind of neighborhood, and it seems like everybody in the neighborhood knew. I get home, and a few days later, I'm walking the dog around the neighborhood, and the neighbors' wives are coming out saying, "Oh, hey, you had it done. Oh, it feels
really?
The same. Trust me." And I want to cover up every time, but anyway,
feel a little dirty.
Yeah, I just felt dirty that all the women in the neighborhood knew I had it done.
There you go.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to your phone calls and talk to George in D.C. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You might want to keep Mark away from anything sharp objects. And in light of his recent vasectomy, he might try to kill himself like in that movie I just got out of seeing The Happening. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not familiar. It's the new M. Night Shyamalan movie. Is this the one where the Earth kills the humans or something like that?
Yeah, it makes them all want to kill themselves. And everyone that's affected wants to suicide. And now that Mark's got that vasectomy, you know, tonight you might feel doubly depressed.
I don't know. I don't think you're depressed after a vasectomy. I think you're happy and excited about the new sexual freedom that you have.
I'm a little achy.
Oh, yeah, there's that. So was this movie any good?
Misery, man.
George, was the movie any good?
It's actually pretty good. Good to watch. I mean, anyway.
Was it some kind of an environmental thing? It has been suggested that it's like an environmental theme, like the Earth is pissed that humans are allegedly polluting it, so it just kills them all.
Yeah, no, it's all that blah, 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 but it's still fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, just because it may be seen to be made by a bunch of environmental wackos who all have posters of Uma Thurman when she did Poison Ivy and Batman Forever doesn't mean, you know, it's not fun to watch. By the way, I really wish I went to Portland this time. Good God, I saw that video, you know, and Mark and his shirt and Whitney. I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah, Whitney did take her shirt off at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I have seen the uncensored footage. Sam from the Obscured Truth Network sent me a link to that today, so that will be available very soon for Free Talk Live amplifiers.
I downloaded it.
Yeah. Oh, really? It's already out there, huh?
The other day or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't know she lives in D.C. area.
Yep, she sure does. Good
you'll
luck with that.
You'll have to get a number.
A message on the BBS, because I figured it'd be, with a video camera, so I would make our own TSA Gangsters video or something.
That's
like
a good
that.
Idea. I love the TSA Gangsters. You can go to YouTube, you type in TSA Gangsters.
Version of that. You know, I got my uniform, I got a Darth Vader helmet, it'll look really cool.
You should do that, George. I think that would be amusing, and I'd like to thank you for the phone call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think he's referring to the video by Michael Hampton from homelandstupidity.us. He, I believe, posted one on the Free Talk Live BBS, but I don't think he's talking about the one that Sam did, because I just saw that for the first time today. So there's going to be another video out there.
Well, Michael Hampton's, although taken with a smaller, perhaps less clear camera, you know, a little DV cam, got released very quickly.
Yeah.
However, you had to know something about downloading video in order to see it, because I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't get the video.
Well, anyway, it's going to be for amplifiers only, and if you're not a Free Talk Live amplifier, we can tell you later as to how you can go about being one of those. In the meantime, we continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. You're going to cheer me. I came up with a concept.
Okay.
What if there was no religion? We would be freer to choose what we want to believe.
Well, I suppose it's true. You know, humans, I think, you know, if there was no religions, humans would create one, because it's just sort of... they seem to want that.
Well, that's one of the reasons why religions were created, was to explain the unexplainable.
But, and right? Also to give people an opportunity to go meet places.
It's true. Dave, thanks for the call. More coming up. You can take control, bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features on the website include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts awaiting you. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff, you'll find it all. And you'll find it at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a business, you know somebody who has a business. We all know that accounts receivable is very difficult stuff. There are people out there that don't pay their bills, forget to pay their bills, that need a little help in that arena. It's just hard to keep track of this. I know I had my own business, and I can tell you there's still bills out there that didn't get collected. Seems like it's way too long to do anything about it, and I just don't have the records for it. But if you've got some kind of reasonable records, you can turn them over to SACL CAI. They're the biggest sponsor of the show, and I'll tell you what, they do a great job. Jason and his crew are all about respecting your customers and trying to help you keep those customers. That way you'll want to keep them as a collections company. SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
So we mentioned Whitney a few moments ago, and we're going to get back to the calls here in a moment, but just a comment on this, actually from an email from Whitney. But we talked about Whitney and how she had taken her top off in response to you taking your shirt off. She had offered to take her top off in response to you taking your shirt off at the Freedom Fest, or not Freedom Fest, rather, but the Porcupine Freedom
Fest. Right, she was coming on the air to encourage me to take my shirt off, which is seems to have been a running gag for the last couple of years on the show.
Yes.
As though anyone would really want to see me with my shirt off. And so I sort of double-dog dared her to take her shirt off. I'll take mine off if you take yours off, Whitney.
And it happened.
And it did, yeah.
Then there was some critique. There was a critic of Whitney's on the Free Talk Live BBS who was calling her trashy for doing that. I mentioned that the other night when she was on the phone with us.
I believe that she said that the behavior was trashy.
Okay, whatever. I mean, that's a difference of degrees.
I don't know exactly what she said. It's not a different degrees, really, no.
If you're saying someone's behavior is trashy, isn't that akin to calling them trashy?
I don't think so. No? I can say that you're
acting... Wayne, how do you feel about that?
I would say their behavior can be separate from them.
I mean, if you're acting like a jerk, that doesn't mean that you're a jerk.
Well, I would be a jerk in that instance.
No, you are a jerk.
Oh, okay. Funny. So Whitney emails. She says, hey, Whitney here from D.C., after my call on Monday night, during which I was caught off guard by your seemingly left-field question, I considered what you asked me regarding a critic who called my Friday segment trashy. Well, I did a little research and found the definition of trashy. Definition number one, rubbishy, cheap, and inferior, of no value. Two, brassy, tastelessly showy. So, you asked me what I thought was trashy. It seems to me that this critic, a woman who name calls and criticizes my actions, is the trashy one. By definition, trashy is something cheap and of no value. I do not see what value name calling on the BBS forum brings to the show or to this woman herself. Of course, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. However, in my experience, such uptight people who name call and criticize from afar are insecure about themselves. So this critic's remarks are not credible to me. I'm a person of action, and I don't have time to sit around on internet forums trash-talking people that I don't even know. So that's my opinion, she says. And as for the second part of the definition, brassy, tastelessly showy, Friday was definitely showy, but I think done in good taste. And that's what I called it. I called it tasteful. It was a well-planned stunt, which kept in focus the purpose of getting Mark's shirt off. Mission accomplished. Valuable? Yes. Especially with the added benefit of recruiting more amplifiers. Really, the goal was to have fun and do something offbeat to accomplish the longtime listener request to get Mark's shirt off.
And it did work.
And yes, it did take courage to get on a live radio program with tons of cameras and a bunch of guys standing around talking to relative strangers and baring my breasts for all to see and criticize if they wish. But I'm willing to take risks in life for freedom and good old-fashioned fun. From Whitney.
And I can totally see where she's coming from, and, it's really a judgment call. It's subjective, and often what you'll find there is that, people are coming from a couple of women. It seems to me that men are probably not going to call a woman who takes her top off trashy. By and large, simply because they want to encourage the behavior.
Yes.
If I would have said, Whitney, you're trashy, and, it would have been less likely she would have taken her top off.
Certainly.
And then no one would have seen it, including myself. So, men probably not going to be... So it's coming from the woman's point of view. And there's a couple of things, and they're all mixed together. For one, Whitney's an extraordinarily attractive young lady. And the gal on the BBS, if that is her photograph beneath her as her icon, is also an attractive woman. So, but sometimes you'll get sort of the uglier gals calling the prettier gals that are showing off their bodies
trashy. Yeah,
it's the same thing as
they're just jealous.
It's the same thing as a guy who drives a normal car saying about a guy who drives a Ferrari that he has a small unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's jealousy, plain and simple.
There you go.
Right, and in a second, you know, and then there's this other. Yeah, the female sexual organ has a certain amount of power that goes with it.
Only because men have allowed it to happen that way.
Okay, but it does. You would say that that's an accurate statement, though, right?
In our culture, yes.
And I'd say most, to some extent. I mean, maybe you could beat them, and then they would have less power. But you know, beating people in our culture isn't acceptable.
As long as men have a desire for that particular sexual organ,
right,
they will have power.
And the organ goes up in value over, you know, for as attractive as the woman is. But, you know, some women don't like the idea that other women would be using their sexual powers to, I don't know, lure
to benefit
men
themselves.
In, you know,
sure.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so my wife is a demure gal who mm-hmm. does not dress in provocative clothing in any way, shape, or
very
form.
Very conservative.
Yeah, she's conservative and would consider behavior like that to be, you know, trashy.
Does she know what happened on Friday?
She has an idea.
She has an idea. No, she doesn't.
How would she feel about you for allowing it to happen, for participating in it?
For her, there's radio and there's real life.
Yeah, okay. That's good that she can separate the two.
So, you know, I'm...
So as long as you aren't getting a private show from Whitney off the air, then it's okay.
Right, that would be unacceptable if it was a private. By private, you mean only her and I in one room?
Yeah.
And her taking her top off? Yeah,
right.
Entirely unacceptable.
Right, right, okay.
But I'm allowed to go to a strip club. However, I'm not allowed to spend any inordinate amount of money.
I see. What is interesting.
How do you define inordinate?
Yeah, if it went beyond $50 or something like that.
Wow,
like,
you got a bigger allowance than I do.
That would be inordinate. And I'm thinking $50 is pushing the limit. At a strip club, you can claim, oh, well, honey, the beers were $9 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are.
Wow.
But, you know, and a couple of bucks thrown on the stage for somebody who's done their work. But when you know, the private dances are something like $20 or $30 a piece, yeah, private dances wouldn't be acceptable to my wife.
Got it.
Unless I purchased them for someone else and sat nearby and watched.
You could watch someone else receive one.
Yeah,
that's correct. All right, very interesting. The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. Just wanted to get Whitney's thoughts out there about the accusation as to whether or not she is trashy. Of course, it's all in the eye of the beholder, and I think that you're pretty much right, Mark, that that some people are very uncomfortable by the fact that others have certain physical assets and are willing to utilize them. But hey, more power to her. You can take control and bring up what you want. Coming up, Matt in Illinois, Kevin in Minnesota, and your calls as well. Ladies are first if you make the calls. Ladies, it's Free Talk Live.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online,
go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about, and change virtually anything. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, let me say, I think Whitney's a very lovely girl, and that was definitely a perk worth seeing.
Yes. Yeah, I would say perk is the accurate term there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it is. You know, beyond everything, if it gets more people to sign up for the Amplifier program, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Just as I heard somewhere that nudist, and I believe that Whitney's claimed to not be a nudist, she kept saying, I just like being naked.
Yeah.
So, but she did say, she used the term nudist.
She did use the
earlier
term,
but I think probably exhibitionist is probably a better term.
Well, it's worth noting that I've heard that nudists are very monogamous, very loyal partners amongst the loyalists of all demographics. So
interesting.
Yeah, that's just worth noting.
Okay.
Anyway,
what else?
You guys were... Hello?
Hey, what else?
Okay, you guys were talking about that.
Hey, before you go on, I've got some questions here. I'm sorry. Before you go on, I've got a question. Suppose Whitney wasn't a monogamous type of gal. Maybe she, you know, suppose she liked to play around a little bit. Would it make her a bad person? This is sort of the
I say no.
I don't see that it would. You know, I mean,
as long as she's being safe, I think if she's playing around and putting other people at risk, then that's, you know, that would
but
be one
they're
thing.
Not, hold on. if you start kissing a girl within the first couple of hours of knowing her and have sex with her within the first few hours of knowing her, you're taking your own risks.
also. This is true. That's true. It does take two. You're right.
And, you know, there's ways to handle that situation. You can wait 6 months, but, a year, you can get married.
If you've got AIDS and you know it and you're going around having sex with people, then I would say you'd be a bad person.
You would.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I guess...
But that's the extreme.
Yeah, that is the extreme. I guess I just... There's sort of this stigma around having sex with a bunch of people, and I guess that stigma would come from sharing social diseases and that kind of thing. But I think women are a little harder on other women that are that way, and I think mainly the reason is they know that their men can't be trusted, or they believe that their men can't be trusted.
They probably can't.
You know, they don't want them anywhere near that.
I got no problems with any of those scenarios.
Yep. Go ahead, Matt.
I was just taking note because Whitney did mention that, and
I'm sure she's a fine, upstanding gal.
Seems like it. Yeah. So what else, Matt? What else?
Anyway, you were talking about vasectomies earlier.
Yes.
I've got a vasectomy horror story.
Oh boy.
Back in 1993, my third child was born, and I had two stepkids, so I decided I needed a vasectomy. So I, after he was born, I went out and got myself fixed and came home that evening a little sore. And I had a two-year-old daughter, and she was very happy to see her father.
Uh-oh.
And decided she wanted to hop on my lap, play a little hop on pop.
Yeah, that's...
And her foot hit me in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Oh.
And I was in great pain.
Oh, boy.
Great.
I tried going to work the next day, but I just couldn't handle it. And I went to the doctor because I was in such pain. And when the urologist saw me, he laid me on the table. He took down my pants. There was a lump in my scrotum that was just, it was like having a third testy. And... he was grabbing it and feeling it, and it hurt like hell.
Jeez.
And squeezing it and everything else. And he kept saying, "What the hell is that?"
Oh, great. That's not good.
Yeah.
He doesn't know?
Yeah, when the doctor's saying, "What the hell is that?" you're in big trouble.
So they sent me down for an ultrasound.
Okay.
And doing the ultrasound, which is usually something they do to pregnant ladies, I told the nurse, I said, "She just tell me whether it's a boy or a girl. That's all I want to know."
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that was funny, but
I think it's funny too.
They thought for a couple of hours that I was going to lose a testy. The doctor had thought that one had split, and it turned out to be just a giant blood clot.
Mm.
Wow!
Just a giant blood clot.
Yes. And it did go away on its own, but it was very, very scary for a while there. And
keep kids away from you when you are recovering from your vasectomy. Don't put yourself in any unnecessary situations, which is why I was shaming Mark for coming out here tonight. He totally didn't have to come out here.
I don't understand.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful with what you do. The doctor said don't drive. Maybe there's a reason why you're. You shouldn't drive.
He was driven here. He was driven here, and he will be driven home. But I think the issue is you just don't want to stress yourself too much.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should even be going upstairs, Mark. I don't even know.
The stress of sitting here and talking on the radio.
It's the point of getting from one point to another and getting in and out of cars and lifting things.
I walked around the
carrying
house.
Your backpack.
No one gave. Oh my God, my backpack. What's it weigh? 8 pounds.
I don't know.
I'm a 180 pound man. I mean, backpack on my back just doesn't amount to anything.
I didn't stop you from coming in, so that's all.
You know what, Ian? When I had mine done, I had to drive myself home.
Yeah.
An hour from Tampa back to Sarasota.
All right.
And the next day, my wife takes off with the car, and my car was in the shop, and my son, I walk him to school every morning. So my daughter at the time was little, and she was just really cranky. So the next morning, I ended up walking my son to school and carrying my daughter both ways.
Jeez.
I'm really lucky I didn't have complications.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Matt, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that'll do it.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the story. Glad you survived. 800-259-9231 without any unnecessary complications, which it sounded like it could have been bad, but it got better. It's always nice when that happens, when things just get better on their own.
Did you shop for a doctor when you did yours?
I called around to a handful of places, and there was one guy that was in the $500 range, but he was all booked up. And I wanted to get it done because for me, it was, I did not want to risk this any longer. And so I was more than willing to pay the extra couple hundred bucks to get it scheduled relatively quickly.
What were your criteria when you were looking for a doctor?
Well, I'd wanted a doctor that had done it a number of times. And most urologists that have been in the business for a few years have done hundreds of these things. I mean, they do them all the time. It's their bread and butter, effectively. And so I found some guy with experience, and it was over $700, and I think I got it scheduled within a couple of weeks or something like that.
I love the idea. Well, mine was fast, too.
Yeah.
I love the idea that they can just get these $700. That means that he's whipping these babies out.
Oh, yeah. It's like half an hour's work or something like that.
I don't think it was that.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it was 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Did any of you get the titanium clips?
Ooh, I don't know. I think they just tied me off.
They didn't discuss with me the sorts of clips that we used.
Yeah, there's a few different techniques. They can tie you off. They can tie you off. Sometimes they'll cut a section off so they can't grow back together. Other doctors will put a titanium clip on one end of the vas tube so they can't grow back together.
Hmm.
Or if they do, it's plugged up.
Interesting. I couldn't tell you what's going on down there, Wayne. As I recall, there was some sort of string that they used to tie it off.
Yes.
That's about all.
I forgot to ask if he's going to pay child support
an insurance policy.
Yeah, if it doesn't work,
that'd be nice. Yeah, it's pretty unlikely that's going to go back to the way it was. We continue with Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin. Kevin,
hey,
going
guys.
On. Hello,
been
Kevin.
A while. Hope
yes.
Things are going well.
All is well. What's on your mind?
$700. I would have done it for $250 and take you out for dinner.
I don't know who you are, Kevin. Kind of rubber band on me, man.
Couple things for you. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a copper IUD.
A copper IUD?
Right. My wife, we had our second child, and so we were discussing, you know, the practicalities of, you know, whether or not having another one and the whole fear factor. And
I'm not even sure where you're going with this, but hang on, we'll bring you back. Inner uterine device, I think. More coming up. We'll find out what that is here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com. Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. what are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com and get virtually anything you need to buy for life. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were saying something about an intrauterine device, an IUD, a copper IUD. What? Now, what was all that about?
Well, my wife, we started looking into the whole aspect. I mean, we want to have more children, and that was our biggest thing about what can be done. And I'm highly against the whole medicated and the birth control pills because of the side effects and all that. And
okay.
But she started doing research on it, and she found out from our midwife about this copper IUD, and it's just a little piece of copper that they put inside a woman's uterus, and it's like a 99.999%. You know, you can't get much more safer than this, and it can also be removed. And
so it's a permanent thing? It's not just a, you put it up there and that's it? You can take it out if you want to, but you don't have to insert and remove as you know, sexual activity happens?
Right. It's a permanent thing, and then when she was researching it, she found out that these were being used for over 600-700 years. That they actually found mummies and women in European nations, I can't remember specifically where it was, that they would find these little copper wires right in the uterus area of it, and that's how far they were tracing these back to. And it's like a phenomenal thing, you know, so it's not the whole snip and clip, and there's still the possibility of still having children. They say that you can do the copper IUD. It's a minimal surgery where, like you said, it's in and out, and specifically in. But within a relatively short period of time of taking it out, you're able to have children again.
Interesting. I've never heard of such a thing. Wayne, are you aware of this?
I've heard of IUDs. What's the material that most IUDs are made of now? Are they plastic?
Well, now they're plastic and wires, and they kind of like do like a blockage thing, but there's like a lot of side effects that can be with some of these. And that's what we were looking at also, but then we learned of the copper one.
But there's no side effect with the copper deal?
Yeah, because, you know, copper isn't a toxic an element for you and stuff. So it was really interesting. It's one thing that people might want to check out.
So an option for the ladies, perhaps, to look into, because, if your man is not interested in having a vasectomy done and you are not interested in taking and spending all that money on those pills and having to regiment yourself in that way, because I understand that taking those pills every day has got to be a big old pain. If you miss it, then you're risking. And
well, also the pills themselves are a risk. They have side effects.
Sure.
And, women find that they gain weight on the pills. There's no woman in the world that likes the idea of gaining weight.
Oh, yeah. And my ex-girlfriend used to get the shot, the Depo-Provera, and she said that had all kinds of
problems.
Same thing. Depo make you a little chubby, too.
Can I bring something else up, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now, I find it really ironic that and this goes back to the Whitney story, which I have no judgment either one way or another. I mean, people do what they want to do, and as long as you're not hurting me, then I'm fine with it. You know, but I find it really ironic because me and my wife were in the whole all-natural water births and home births and all of that, and my wife breastfeeds. But I find it really ironic. A man is perfectly fine to see a woman exposing their breast to them, but the minute they see a woman breastfeeding a child, they freak out.
I don't know. I'm not one of those men. I don't care. You can breastfeed your child or go around topless. It doesn't bother me. They're just body parts.
I think people don't like to see it. And, you know, it's excretions. People don't like, you know, the civilized society, people in civilized society, they just don't like excretions.
Well, it's not like she's squirting breast milk all over the place.
They just don't like
it. Going where it belongs, in the baby's mouth.
I understand. But, you know, it's just the truth. You know, you're drooling. People, you know, hey, you got something there. Bugs, spitting on the sidewalk, peeing someplace where you're not supposed to pee. People don't like excretions.
I don't know if it's the excretion as much as it is that there are just certain people that are Puritans, or Puritans. And they're uppity about breasts.
Well, I think men have gotten into this mind frame that boobs are for us. And I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to say that. But
do you feel like it's mostly men that are offended by breastfeeding women? Or I would think it'd be a lot of women that are offended
by
it.
Two circumstances. My wife... because my wife breastfeeds, and, you know, as a Native American, we've learned that they would breastfeed their children until they're like 3 years old.
Yeah,
and
not
even older. And it's ironic that the women that don't care about the breastfeeding are the ones that are really under the mind frame that bottle feeding is the best way to feed a child. And they're the ones that tend to get a little bit, you know, a little attitude towards her about doing it, and I think there's kind of a jealousy thing.
So wait a minute, you're saying the ones that are in favor of bottle feeding are the ones that have an attitude against breastfeeding?
Right, that's what my wife has told me she's experienced.
Interesting.
You know, but then it's also been some of our male friends and stuff, you know, they've actually made comments like, well, how long are you going to breastfeed that kid? And it's like, it blows me away because I would rather have my wife have such a close connection, because there's more than just feeding the child.
Yeah, it's the close. You're right. Yeah, I mean, they find that babies that are held and loved more, they are less likely to be serial killers, and they're more likely to be just better, well-adjusted people.
Right. And, you know, it seems like everybody's got advice on this child-rearing thing. And, you know, the fact is, there aren't that many facts on child-rearing. There's books throughout the ages that you can read.
Of opinions of
people that would consider themselves more qualified, and I would consider them more qualified, too. But you can find opinions on how to raise your child from everybody out there. And it's frustrating to some extent. Look, my wife's going to breastfeed my child whenever she feels like breastfeeding, you know, the way, as long as she feels like doing it. A friend of ours breastfed their child until about three. They decided, you know what, when he was walking up and pulling my shirt up, then I decided that was
exactly.
But, you know, so what? So what if a three-year-old is still breastfeeding? What's the big deal there?
Well, that's absolutely. And if you think about it, what is the full purpose of a woman's breast? The purpose of a woman's breast is to feed our children.
Yep.
And us, too.
And
I'm running out.
Well, as always, thanks for the show.
Good conversation. Interesting suggestion for the ladies out there who might be the intrauterine device. As far as the copper option he was suggesting, it's certainly worth looking into. If you want to be in control of your ability to birth a child as a lady, it sounds like an interesting option.
Yeah, people get too upset about this stuff. I mean, they even named a restaurant after breasts.
Hooters.
Yeah, exactly.
We go to Rob in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind? It wasn't breast, Wayne. It was the owl. What are you talking about?
Listen, a couple of interesting observations regarding the breastfeeding. I've heard that the Eskimos do it up to the age of 11.
Wow.
How about that?
Could you imagine you guys breastfeeding from your mummies until 11?
Yeah.
No, that seems a little bizarre to me. But I wouldn't stop them.
Control I've been using successfully for, almost 20 years and 8 kids later. I know that sounds odd.
Yes.
And the reason it's effective is because it tells you precisely when mom can get pregnant. And that is, how do I put this in the right words? The taste test method.
Oh, dear. That sounds not the most accurate of methods.
Oh, well, listen, you've got to be quite the connoisseur to perfect the art form. But I tell you that if a man really is intimate with his woman, they take the time, and what might be a little bit more accurate
would be Julia told me about this temperature taking method where
that's not as accurate. The taste test.
Oh, come on! Thanks for the call. Too much.
I my nose has been broken 7 times. I don't smell well, and
you can't taste.
Yeah, my taste isn't that great either. What the hell?
1-800-259-9231. As I understand it, there is a temperature taking method where you essentially take the temperature up there and you log it, and then based on the temperature, you can tell when when the lady is ovulating and when she's not, and all of that. So that's another option. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.